This podcast is sponsored by Skylight Calendar. Let's be real. Running a household can be exhausting and chaotic. And finding the perfect Mother's Day gift, it's not exactly a no-brainer. Until now. The Skylight Calendar is the best way to organize the family and give everyone, especially mom, some peace of mind to enjoy the things that matter most. The Skylight Calendar is a smart, touchscreen calendar that keeps track of and manages the chores, dinner planning, groceries, and to-dos for the whole family. The Skylight Calendar automatically syncs each family member's digital calendars and displays them all together on one color-coded touchscreen. It even doubles as a digital picture frame so you can finally share all those special moments that are just sitting on your phone. As a limited-time offer for our listeners, get 15% off your purchase of a Skylight calendar when you go to skylightcal.com/easy. That's skylightcal.com/easy. Get 15% off your Mother's Day purchase now at skylightcal.com/easy.
All twin parents know that having a set of twins presents unique challenges and joys that are unheard of with singletons. But have you ever wondered what it's like for parents with multiple sets of twins? How do they handle it? And after conceiving their first set of twins, did they have concerns about conceiving another set? Today we have several moms of multiples, say that five times fast, who are here to talk about life as a parent to multiple sets of twins. This is Twin Talks.
The ultrasound shows your babies to be healthy.
What? Did you say babies? You're huge. Are you having twins?
Are they natural?
Which one do you like better?
Twins, huh? My neighbor's cousin's brother's uncle's a twin.
So can they read each other's minds?
How do you tell them apart?
Twins? You got a two for one.
Do twins run in your family?
Double trouble.
You're not having any more, are you?
At least you're not octomom.
If you're pregnant with twins or you're an experienced twin parent, odds are you've heard it all before. Now it's time to hear from the experts. This is Twin Talks, parenting times two.
Welcome to Twin Talks, broadcasting from the Birth Education Center of San Diego. Twin Talks is your weekly online on-the-go support group for expecting and new parents of twins. I'm Sunny Galt, and I am filling in as host for today. Have you heard about the Twin Talks Club? Our members get bonus content after each new show, plus special giveaways and discounts. Subscribe to our monthly Twin Talks newsletter and learn about the latest episodes available. And another way for you to stay connected is by downloading our free Twin Talks app. It's available in the Android, iTunes, and Windows Marketplace. So we have three lovely mamas that are joining us today to talk about being a mother of multiples. And we're going to start with Brandy here in the studio. Brandy, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Hi there. My name is Brandy Wallace. I'm not giving you my age. Sorry.
That's okay. We don't need it.
It's classified. I have two sets of twins. I have identical boys that will be five in just a matter of days.
Okay.
And I have a fraternal boy girl twins that recently turned two.
Okay.
And my occupation is being their mother at the moment.
Absolutely.
My other occupation is on hold.
Got it. Okay, Natalie, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Hi, my name is Natalie Taylor. I'm 26 years old. I am a mother of three sets of twins, and I'm currently expecting my first singleton due in January. I have one set of fraternals and two set of identicals, and they are 3, 1, and 9 months. And my current occupation is a stay-at-home mom, and on the side, I do some maternity fashion design, but it's kind of just a hobby.
Well, I love that you're trying to do anything but take care of those babies. That's amazing, Natalie. Thank you for being with us today. And then Shannon's on the phone, too. Shannon, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Hi, I'm Shannon. I'm 33, and I have a almost 6-year-old singleton. I have almost 2-year-old fraternal toddler boys, and 2-month-old fraternal girls.
Save big money now on new siding from LP Smart Side at Menards. Update and beautify your home with your choice of 13 timeless colors of pre-finished engineered siding. It's durable and includes a Sherwin-Williams factory finish paint warranty that means no painting for years to come. View our entire selection of siding from LP Smart Side today. And don't forget to check out our flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Okay, it is time for one of our favorite segments. It is called We're Expecting What? And it's where we share some of our funny stories of when we found out we were pregnant with twins. And Amy writes to us and says, we have 4 boys. Oh my goodness, Amy. Saint Amy is what I'm going to refer to you now. We have four boys, so we thought we would try for one more due to the large age gap between our last baby and my husband's youngest son, 9 years apart. When we went for our first ultrasound at 12 weeks, the tech was super quiet. Finally, she said, "Well," and held up two fingers. I said, "That better be a peace sign." Sure enough, twins. Now we will have six kids, LOL. We don't even have a vehicle to hold us all, right? Right? They need to make some twin mobiles for all of us parents out there with twins and singletons. So, Amy, thank you so much for sending this in. If you guys have a funny story you want to share about finding out you're pregnant with twins, send us an email or call our voicemail at 619-866-4775. Today's topic is having multiple sets of twins, and we're talking with our panelists who are here to share what it's like to have multiple sets of twins on a day-to-day basis. So, ladies, thank you for being with us today. We've kind of got, you know, the geography here covered. We've got Brandy here in the studio, and Natalie is joining us on the phone from Texas, and Shannon used to live in San Diego. And Shannon, I know you're in the car now. Are you guys actually still going out to your new home?
We are somewhere in Indianapolis, heading towards Massachusetts right now.
Massachusetts. Oh, my God. We're like all over the place here. We've got the whole U.S. covered. That's awesome. Okay. So I guess the first question that a lot of people have when they hear that you've got multiple sets of multiples is, does this kind of stuff run in your family? How did you feel about having another set of twins? So I know everyone kind of has their own story. I'd like to actually start with Natalie, because Natalie has an amazing story of, I mean, she's got three sets of twins, a singleton on the way, and many more sets of twins and even triplets in her family. So, Natalie, tell us a little bit about your situation.
Okay, I guess my situation, when asked, is always interesting, and people love to hear the answers, whether they believe it or not. I and my husband are triplets. I am a triplet of girls. My mom had eight of us. Me and my sisters are triplets. My brothers are triplets. We have a set of triplet brothers, and then we have a set of twin boy-girl brothers and sisters.
Oh, my goodness.
So the multiple gene has not missed a beat in our household.
You know what I'm amazed by with you, Natalie, is that you have two sets of identical twins, because we keep hearing that there's no, you know, it's completely random and all this kind of stuff. So, I mean, what an anomaly it would be to have, I mean, two sets of identicals plus, you know, the fraternal set. It's crazy.
Oh, most definitely. I mean, I get all the time. And I mean, it's not a question. Maybe in the beginning it used to bother me, but now it doesn't. You had to have done fertility treatment.
Mm-hmm.
And the honest answer is, I just am lucky, I guess. I mean, I know the ratio is bizarre, but...
Yeah. And I know that you always wanted to have a large family, and even now you said you're pregnant with a singleton. Are you planning to have more kids after this, knowing that you've got this history of multiples?
When me and my husband first got together, we wanted 12 kids. And we do have kids in our future, obviously, but maybe 12 is a little too much.
Well, but you're very efficient at creating those 12 kids, though.
Yeah, I look at it this way. I won't have to do many pregnancies if that's the case. If I keep going on the record that I am right now.
Overall, do you find that it's been more of a blessing to have, you know, twin after twin after twin, as opposed to, you know, taking longer time to achieve your goal? I know it's a lot of work when they're young, but overall, you know, how do you feel about it?
Obviously, we took a hit financially, and for a while there, we definitely took a hit emotionally, because unlike some of my other friends who are mommies of multiples, they've, you know, have support via their parents and their families. Well, both on mine and on Scott, my husband's side, we haven't had that, so we had to do everything solely on us. It's been hard, but through me backing him and him backing me, we've been able to get through it.
Yeah, absolutely.
You girls are going to get me to cry on the phone.
Not my intention. Well, we're going to toss things over to Shannon. So, Shannon, knowing that you already had a set of twins, I was actually following you on Facebook. We're Facebook friends. And I remember when you posted that, you know, you were having a second set of twins. And I'm like, oh, my gosh. Like, I mean, what was going through your mind? You know, I think you thought you were having a singleton baby. So what happened there?
Well, you know what? We did know that we had that 1 in 12 chance. Like, we had done our research, so we knew that after having the first set of fraternal twins, there was a 1 in 12 chance of having it again. And then we also found out if you were breastfeeding, it didn't matter if you didn't have twins anymore. You also had a 1 in 10 chance of conceiving twins. So we knew, like, we kind of were like, okay, all odds are against us. There's a good chance we're having twins again. And so we found out pretty early on at 6 weeks that it was twins again. And I mean, it's always a shock. I feel like it doesn't matter, like, if there's twins in your family, if there's not twins in your family, if, like, you know the odds or you don't know the odds. Like, the second you find out you're having any type of multiples, it's pretty shocking, no matter what.
Yes, absolutely. Okay, so Brandy, you're situation, you had identicals, and again, we keep hearing, okay, there's, you know, identicals are completely random, and so I don't know, if I got pregnant again, I wouldn't even think it would be possible for me to have another set of twins. So,
oh, I was the cocky mom at the cocktail parties with the other mothers of multiples saying, well, I don't have to worry about having twins
right. Again.
I don't have that 1 in 12 increased likelihood. My first set are identical. Twins are identical. And then, of course, my body released more than one egg at a time the second time around, and I have fraternal now.
Yeah. So twins in your family, did you?
We've learned that in the 1800s, my great-great-grandmother had identical girls. And, you know, if the old wives' tale is true that it skips a generation.
Right.
It skipped a generation of women because that's my mother's father's side of our family. And there were lots of men in that lineage. So if there's any truth to it, who knows? People say, so do twins run in your family? And my husband always says, they do now.
I like that. That's a really good answer to that question.
That's what my husband says, too. I think that's great.
That is. That's a perfect way to answer
and
that.
And not to discount it, my father-in-law is also a twin.
Okay.
But again, not supposed to have any bearing on my fertility.
Right. Exactly.
My husband says the same exact thing. It's because, like, just multiples are like a running river in our family. So he's like, there has to be twins somewhere.
Yeah, everywhere. They're all around you.
I girl, 24/7. Trust me. 365.
Regarding your guys' birth experience in giving birth to your twins, were there similarities? Were you kind of going into your births thinking that it was going to be similar?
I wish I could say mine were similar. Like, by no means, none of my labor, deliveries, conceptions were cakewalk.
Right.
On my first twin pregnancy with my boy girl set, my water broke in IHOP. I don't imagine that I could have looked any more embarrassed. So there was that. And as far as in my second set, which is Kai and Kennedy, who are my identical girls, I suffered from abdominis recti. So I was not able to even come anywhere close to full term for them. I ended up having them at 36 weeks. I guess the one similarity between all three of my pregnancies that I've been lucky to have is that all of mine have been natural vaginal deliveries. I've never had a C-section.
That is so awesome. Natalie, that's amazing.
My girl downstairs doesn't look the same, but due to some obvious stretching, but I've been lucky enough to... missed that boat and had all natural births. Yeah.
That is awesome. Shannon, tell us a little bit about your births with both your sets.
The first set we had, I went to about 37 and a half weeks. Uh-oh, we have a baby crying. Sorry.
That's okay.
I would say, like, it definitely was not a very comfortable pregnancy. But I got through it, you know, and I ended up having a vaginal and a C-section because B was breached. So the doctor wasn't willing to turn him. So he ended up being a C-section, and that was with my boys. And then with my girls, I found this amazing doctor who was willing to do a VBAC and deliver baby B, breached or transverse, whatever she was going to be, he was willing to deliver. And then they both ended up being transverse, so I had to have another C-section. And I have to say the recovery the second time was much, much harder. Recovering from that C-section the first time, probably because I had twin toddlers who were just like running around, and they were still nursing at the time. So they're like trying to jump on me while I'm trying to, you know, nurse the newborns. And so it was definitely a lot harder trying to recover from that C-section the second time. But the second pregnancy, I did go almost full term. It was like almost 40 weeks when I had those girls.
Oh, that's awesome.
I'd say pretty good. Well, I mean, other people say pretty good, but I didn't. I was ready to get them out at like 6 weeks. Like, get these babies out of me.
Oh my God. I think we can all relate
to
that feeling.
You did so good. I'm like, yeah, you carry them.
Okay. And Brandy, tell us a little bit about your birth experience.
Oh, sure. No, the first set, I was induced and delivered them at 39 weeks. And both sets, I did have vaginal deliveries as well. Both sets were full term.
Wow.
The second set were 38 weeks and 2 days, and I had to be induced both times. Apparently, there's a Great Wall of China keeping babies inside of me. I don't know why. I never got to experience the water breaking. Everything had to be done for me because Everyone wanted to just stay put.
Yeah.
Apparently. But we went home with, you know, two-day-old babies each time, which was a big shock to the system.
Yeah. I'm so glad they were able to stay in there. That's...
Yes.
It doesn't always happen like that, does it?
Yes, it does not. But recovery the second time was even still slow because, again, like Shannon was just saying, I had two-year-old toddlers jumping on me and wanting to be held and care, you know.
Yeah.
There's just the second time around, you have another set of twins.
I know, right?
That you're taking care of that you didn't have the first time you got pregnant with twins.
You know, I mean, you do hear that even with parents of just singletons, that it's hard, that second pregnancy. But I can only imagine all the extra stuff you go through, you know, when you're pregnant with twins and then to already have toddler-age twins, that can be a lot. For sure. Okay. Well, ladies, when we come back, we're going to talk about some lifestyle changes that occurred with the second set of twins and really just how you guys manage all of this. So we'll be right back.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
All right, welcome back. Today we're talking with our panelists about what it's like to have multiple sets of twins. Okay, so really, what would you guys say is some of the big changes that happened after, you know, lifestyle-wise, after you had your second and then also Natalie, in your case, even your third set of twins?
Our thing was more kind of, where were we going to be next? Because we basically had to buy a new house with every new addition as well as a new car. So sad to say. Honestly, we're running out of room and you can't sugarcoat it. With baby one and two, we started off in a two-door Ford Focus sports coupe for my husband and then me in a two-door Acura. And so we were like, there's babies on the way. We need a new car.
Wow. And did you have to change? You said houses. How often did you have to change your home?
Because we originally lived in Louisville, and then we moved to Carrollton for their schooling district because they have amazing daycare systems. And there's obviously 2 years age difference between my eldest set of twins and my next set of twins. And we went from a two-bedroom to a four-bedroom to accommodate us, the elder set of twins, in the middle. We had to, so to speak, up the ante with a new car. So we had two rows of seating for them. And then when my newest pet came along, which gave us from a 4-bedroom to a 6-bedroom, and I finally gave in, and I now drive proudly a mama van.
Man, you need a bus. You need more than a minivan.
The van that I have now is 3 rows of seating, and it seats 7, not including the driver passenger.
Okay.
So if we do have another baby, yeah, we're probably going to have to get a bus.
Oh, my goodness. Shannon, what really changed for you between your sets of twins?
Yeah, we had to do pretty much all of that, too. We had, like, a little Kia Optima that we shared for the most part. So we had to get a second vehicle. We had to get a minivan, you know, Pride minivan mama now. And and then we had to move also. We were in a 2-bedroom, and we moved to a 3-bedroom. And then not only that, after the girls actually arrived, we realized we needed to make an even bigger life change. And now we're moving from San Diego to Massachusetts because I have more family who's available to help. And it's just, you know, it's just a lot with the, as you all you mamas know, with the toddlers and the babies and trying to protect the babies from not getting beat up by the toddlers, mm-hmm. which it gets really difficult. Like, I've been really lucky because it's going to change. I have no idea what my life is going to be like in a week, but my husband has been home on paternity leave since I had the girls. And then once we get to Massachusetts, he'll start working. So I have no idea what I'm in for, but that's why we're moving, is so that there'll be family around to help me out, because it's just when I'm nursing those girls, those toddlers are just coming at them, and it's almost scary, to be honest with you. So, yeah, we've had quite a few big changes.
You know, now that I've heard your changes, I have to say I can echo a lot of those, too. We did get a minivan. I can't say that I didn't cry about it.
I went through that stage too, I guess.
You and me both. You and me both.
But I know. I call it my swagger wagon, and we just move on. And I also had to hire someone to help me at home with when I was pregnant.
Right.
When I was pregnant with the second set, because the second pregnancy, since the first set were full term.
Yeah.
I was huge the second time. My body just kept going, going.
Right.
And I was more immobile the second time in my pregnancy.
Right.
I had no bed rest for either pregnancy, but I was just uncomfortable, immobile. And I could not lift the younger ones in and out of. They were still in cribs.
Yeah, you're not supposed to pick up all that
weight. So, I mean, I had to hire someone to come into my home. And just as a mommy's helper, I was still there.
Yeah.
To help me. And then she has stayed on, you know, a few days a week still to help me with everybody.
Right, and that was one of the reasons we made that decision as well, was because we were like, you know what, we're going to have to hire someone to come help out. And we're like, oh my gosh, who can afford to live in San Diego and have a nanny? That's just ridiculous. Like, yes. So that's why we, on a single income, because I'm a stay-at-home mom. And that's what made us decide to move, you know, to Massachusetts so that I could have a little bit of help and we wouldn't have to pay for that help.
Right. See, we don't have family in the state that we live in. And it's very difficult, and we cannot afford the help, but we also can't not afford it.
I know. It's one of those things. You're kind of in a tough position because you have to have it. You don't know where or how you're going to get it, but it needs...
It was a sanity thing.
We're glad that we moved, because we lived in Sunnyset, California, and we're glad that we moved from there to Texas, because there's no way that we could raise 6 children and number 7 on the way on a California salary.
So, Natalie, what kind of help did you have or do you have now, whether it's from friends or family, to help you with all of your children?
Sadly, it's not really a big support system. We do have family in state, but with all of our family members having big families themselves, when we get together, we do more damage than good. Because of all the grandkids. I mean, me and my siblings alone have given my mom 13 grandbabies. My really only support system is my husband and a lot of my girlfriends who love to babysit, who don't have children of their own. Because they're like, oh, girl, we can just buy one of yours. And I'm like, how long do you want to keep them?
And how many do you want?
Do you want the whole lot or do you just want 2? Can I pay you more to take all six?
So last question, ladies, is what would you say to an expecting mother or, you know, a dad that's ready to have their second set of twins? Is there any advice, anything that you've learned along the way that any words of wisdom that you'd like to pass along? Shannon, let's start with you.
One thing, like when I first came home with the girls, I literally locked myself in the bedroom because I didn't know what to do because my toddlers were attacking them every time I nursed them. And they didn't mean to, but, you know, they don't know any better. So they were like, first they try to kiss them, and then they get excited and they would like start hitting them. And it was really scary because you have these little newborn babies. So until I figured out what to do, which took me almost like that the girls being 6 weeks old, I locked myself in the bedroom every time I nursed them. So we finally figured out to put a playpen in the living room. And it made life so much easy because the biggest thing was the boys wanted to be a part of these new girls. You know, they wanted to see them and be a part of them. And then I didn't have to keep the girls locked in the bedroom, which I felt like so guilty about. Like I would nurse them and then close the door and like these girls were in there instead of like hanging out with everybody else like the boys were. And so that really, really helped, was just putting that playpen in the living room so that the boys could see them and know that, okay, this is a part of this, they're a part of our house now. Like you get to see them. They're going to be here every day, all the time, and they're not going away. And that really, really helped me.
Good advice. Okay. Natalie, what advice do you have?
If they're expecting their first set of twins, just prepare for any and everything. I mean, I'm talking projectile vomiting, projectile poop, and believe it or not, because me and my husband have been together and he's fathered all six and number seven, I even have some daddy advice, is that for the dads, make sure that you have paternity leave well locked into place to help not survive. Because my husband, when I was pregnant with my girls, I was actually working at a retail store. My husband almost missed the birth of our girls because he couldn't get his boss to let him off of work. So, yeah, just make sure that both you and your partner have any form of prenatal leave taken care of before your big day.
All right. And Brandy?
I'll give a list.
Okay, go ahead. We're ready.
Lower your standards.
Okay.
Good enough is good enough.
Okay.
Have a sense of humor. Embrace the chaos and have fun with it because you can't change it.
Right.
Nope.
And take care of mama.
Yes, that's another good one for dads.
Thank you, Southwest Airlines. Put the oxygen mask on yourself first and then those around you who cannot do it for themselves.
Yes.
Oxygen mask on yourself first.
I love it.
And then my marriage advice for people expecting a second set of twins or even the first one is to get a new concept of what it means to date. Dating doesn't happen at nighttime anymore. Yeah. You take daytime dates. Somebody calls in sick one day and you go to a park and you have a picnic. You have to consider daytime dates because that's your new reality.
Your new reality. All right, ladies, thank you so much for all of your insight and for chatting with us today. If you, as listeners, would like more information about having multiple sets of twins or any information about our panelists that joined us today, you can visit the episode page on our website. This conversation continues for members of our Twin Talks Club. After the show, our panelists are going to talk a little bit more about breastfeeding because I believe everyone breastfed their babies. And so I want to talk to you guys a little bit more about that and any advice you have for parents that are about to have a second set of twins. So if you want more information about our Twin Talks Club, you can visit our website at twintalks.com or newmommymedia.com.
Today in our annoying comments that twin moms get, we have Christina in New York. Christina says, I have identical girls and people still say, oh, a boy and a girl. I respond with, no, they're both girls and they're wearing matching outfits. I have people follow me around the store trying to look in the car seats to see them. I also have people say, aw, I always wanted twins. No, you don't. It's more of a challenge than one baby. Plus, I have two toddlers on top of my four-month-old twins, which makes it even harder. Other questions are always, whose family do they run in? Are they in yours or your husband's? I try to tell them that fraternal twins run in families and ours are identical. And even if they did run in my husband's family, that has nothing to do with having twins at all, because it would have to come from my side. They don't listen. And one more. People tell me, oh, they're identical? Did you know that's good luck? Really?
That wraps up our show for today. We appreciate you listening to Twin Talks. Don't forget to check out our sister show, Preggy Pals, for expecting parents, and our show, The Boob Group, for moms who breastfeed their babies, as well as Parent Savers, your parenting resource on the go. This is Twin Talks, parenting times two, or times two, times two, however many you have.
Times four.
This has been a New Mommy Media production. The information and material contained in this episode are presented for educational purposes only. Statements and opinions expressed in this episode are not necessarily those of New Mommy Media and should not be considered facts. While such information and materials are believed to be accurate, it is not intended to replace or substitute for professional medical advice or care, and should not be used for diagnosing or treating healthcare problem or disease or prescribing any medication. If you have questions or concerns regarding your physical or mental health or the health of your baby, please seek assistance from a qualified healthcare provider.
New Mommy Media is expanding our lineup of shows for new and expecting parents. If you have an idea for a new series, or if you're a business or organization interested in joining our network of shows through a co-branded podcast, visit newmommymedia.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey mamas, don't forget to check out Mighty Moms. It's our online community built for new moms just like you. Not only can you connect with other moms, but you can also join us backstage for special mom-only online events. And you'll also be notified when we're recording so you can join us as a special guest. Visit our website, newmommymedia.com, and click on the Mighty Moms banner. It's free. That's newmommymedia.com. See you there.